Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the LA area, of course, the guest calling number is 424-258-9337. And the guest calling number is toll-free for everyone else, including right here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, is 877-697-9725. The different thing today is that I have not heard from producer Kina, so we may be opening up the chat room a little bit later, or we'll figure out what happened. Either way, I will be opening up the chat room after the show, so if you have anything you want to log in and share, or anything you'd like to say, please feel free to log in then. So, today, a topic tremendously near and dear to my heart. When your body is telling you something, you really need to listen. And it is really easy to just kind of, you know, focus on, you know, mental things and spiritual things and issues that are going on. And one of the things that kind of gets put on the back burner, or at least we don't appreciate as much, is when our physical self is working. Because honestly, when it's doing what it needs to do, when it's doing what it's supposed to do, it's designed that we don't notice it. We get up, we move around, we breathe, we digest food, we turn that food into fuel, and all the things. I mean, millions and millions and millions of functions going on in your body every single second. And it does that so that you can get up and go out and do the things you want to do. Now, when the system breaks down, that could be in a major way, it could be in a minor way, suddenly our full attention is brought to where we are in our physical body. Anyone who has ever had a nose that was completely stuffed up suddenly has a huge appreciation for the ability to breathe at night. That air just kind of comes in and goes out, and it just happens. But you cut off that ability, and suddenly, oh man, you are so tremendously aware of it. So in looking at, first off, there's an old saying that says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It's not weakness that lies in the flesh. It's just a reminder that we need to listen to and pay attention to the wisdom that the body is trying to share with us. I have spoken with folks who feel that, well, and everything was going along great in my life, and then suddenly I got sick, or suddenly I was getting ready to go on this wonderful vacation, and then I caught the flu. And they were viewing that in some ways as kind of a betrayal of the body. And it really is very easy to fall into that kind of trap of thinking, oh, you know, I wanted to do this, but, you know, the body just failed me, and I couldn't do what I wanted to. Well, your body is doing the absolute best it can with what it has to work with. Does everybody eat a 100% healthy diet all of the time? Probably not. I mean, there may be those who are like total really focused on it, and God bless them. I know I'm not one of them. And also, one thing that I do know about myself pretty much almost better than anything else I know about myself is that I am, without a doubt, my own worst patient. So in looking at the last couple of days when I was just devastated by a stomach flu and, you know, just experiencing. And that was 2 days that I had to just really be fully aware of my physical self. And it was not at one of its most pleasant times. So when you're fully present and fully aware of your physical self, when there's pain or discomfort involved, yeah, that's a difficult one to be able to work with. It's difficult to find balance with that. And for those who, you know, have chronic pain, for those who suffer from forms of arthritis, for those who, you know, may be going through, you know, really intense illnesses such as cancer or HIV or degenerative conditions, it is so important to really be able to be very present with your body and working to find balance and restore yourself to balance by saying, okay, this is where my body is right now, and it is not where I want it to be. I do not blame the body for this. It is simply something that happened as a result of an exposure to something or an action or you know, just, you know, the chemistry just went wrong. You know, it really is not productive to try to find a way to set blame on a part of our bodies. And it really is tough because we live in a society where the physical self, you know, it needs to be a certain thing in order for people to think you're okay. And maybe it's not, you know, a chronic illness or anything like that. Maybe it's just that, you know, you have excess mass, or you are, you know, you have too little mass. And by the social norm, there's that window of, okay, this is just perfect. Anything outside of it is not okay. So we do have a tendency to have an issue with our physical selves. And I've had discussions with many spiritual people who seem to want to get out of their bodies as often as possible, that their whole spiritual bent is about, oh, transcending the body and moving all that. And it's like, well, you know what? We're all going to transcend the body at some point. It's a part of the contract. It's a part of the warranty that we got when we came into this form with this particular vessel. So transcending the body is not a problem. When we are experiencing discomfort, when we are experiencing problems, we tend to fall into either, you know, having that mean something, and it could mean no more than you were exposed to a virus or that you attempted to lift something that was too hard. It doesn't have to have a deep meaning about, no, the universe is trying to prevent you from doing this. Now, it could be that maybe the universe gave you a cold so you wouldn't go on that trip because something bad was going to happen to you. If you're going to tell yourself a story, tell yourself a good one. Don't create a hard story about being denied something or that, you know, your body is not supporting you. Because honestly, as a doctor, I know that each and every one of our bodies works tirelessly. It doesn't sleep. It doesn't get holidays off. Everything is about maintaining balance, which the phrase is used, homeostasis. That means that the system works, self-regulates. And while, yes, there are times when that self-regulation goes kind of haywire, and, you know, that can be really, really bad. But overall, from the time that we're born and the idea that there is so much that could go wrong before we're even born. There are so many things that could be off or that could redirect or just interfere with the process of development. Then we're born, and then at that point, there's a whole new list of things that could happen. And overall, the body deals with an amazing amount of challenges each and every second. And your immune system is working and it's trying to be able to keep you, you know, free of pathogens. And it's constantly on the hunt for anything that it does not identify as self. Now, that's being said, there are some autoimmune conditions that where the body actually loses track of that and it gets confused. But in most general circumstances, yes, the body is going to spend all of its time trying to hunt down the invaders and get rid of them. While at the same time, okay, we're going to remember this one so that the next time this comes in, we're going to immediately go after it. Most people would be amazed as to how many significant illnesses they're exposed to in any given day that come into their systems that their body just takes care of and nullifies without them having a single symptom. Because usually, once we reach the point of symptoms, it's been in there percolating for a while. It's been, the cells have been reproducing, and it's been, you know, kind of creating havoc on that level. And whenever we are exposed to something, yes, the immune system will memorize that so it knows to go after it. So it really is an amazing self-regulating system. And it can take a lot. You know, like I said, many of us maybe don't eat as healthy as we could, maybe don't get as much exercise as we could, and yet the system will still go on. Ultimately, it will demand something. And that's why I say when your body is telling you something, you need to listen to it. When you get that first feeling of, you know, something's not right, then bring your focus in. You know, you may have mental focuses, you may have spiritual focuses. Set those two on the back burner. Bring your consciousness fully into your physical form. Say, okay, you know, I felt a little something. What's going on? What do I need to pay attention to? What is this body telling me? Because this is a vessel. This physical form is a vessel for that mind and that spirit. And while ultimately, yes, this physical form won't be needed anymore, it's still very crucial. It's like breaking open a chrysalis before the butterfly is ready to fly. Because if you break that chrysalis too early, all you'll find is mush, because that butterfly has gone from, you know, the caterpillar form, and inside the chrysalis, it completely deconstructs. And it is remade and reformed. And even if it's ready to burst out, if you cut it too soon, because it's the struggle of it getting out that is the final push. Consider our bodies like the chrysalis of our spirits, then we know that for the time that we do need it, it's important. And we need to keep it as intact as we possibly can. And we need to protect it as much as it protects us. So, yeah. And also, coming into work sick, really not cool. For those of you that do it, stop, because nobody else wants what you have. And I also understand that sometimes you got to get up. You got to do what you need to do. There's something you have to take care of. So, yes, there is a fine line. And ultimately, you know, if you say, all right, there are certain things that I have to do. And really, you know, looking at what you have to do as opposed to, you know, what it is that you really, really, really want to do. If you have commitments that you've agreed to and that you feel you can safely go to without infecting everyone, sometimes we do. And if you don't have to, then perhaps you can let that one go. I mean, it's up to each of us to decide what it is that we need to do, that we're not coming from ego. Because I know for me, that's the first place that goes, no, you know, these people need me and those people need me and they just can't get along without me. And then I have to remind myself, whoa, 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 whoa. Everybody can be gotten along without. You know, we can all feel that it's important. We can all, you know, and, you know, we all contribute something. And if we absolutely had to, we can go lay down. We can go and rest. We can go and take time for ourselves, because that is a time when our body is talking to us and when we will give it our undivided attention. So it's very difficult to give our bodies our undivided attention when there's all kinds of other things to distract us. But let something go wrong in the system, And I tell you, and for everybody who's ever had one, a stomach bug or anything like that, that will draw your attention. Your entire focus is now on systems in your body that really don't normally create discomfort to that level. And, you know, maybe you can get up and move around, maybe you can't. You know, in some really intense cases, it's just brutal. And it is also an opportunity to just be in that moment with ourselves, do that check-in. And it's also a good time to determine whether or not, hey, could this be something that is serious and that needs intervention? And that is really, really important, because sometimes we don't want to seek intervention. Sometimes it's, no, I'll be fine. No, I'll be able to, you know, take care of this. All it is a bug. It's nothing important. We don't always know if it's something important. If it's something that's been nagging on, you know, say if you have a stomach flu and, you know, you stay at home, you get electrolytes, you do all the things you need to do, and yet after about a week it's still very intense, most of the time you're going to at least start feeling better within a couple of days, you know, if you do the things you need to do to take care of it. If not, it's time to seek intervention. It's time to talk to somebody. It's time to, you know, go out and talk to a doctor. One of the scariest things that I've ever seen was on Facebook, someone was having some pretty serious symptoms, and they were putting it out on Facebook asking everybody what they thought. Please don't do this. It is really, really important, especially if there's some very serious symptoms that, you know, are happening. You need to see a doctor. You need to see someone who really has experience in that and can say, okay, you know, as mechanics often say, you know, the noise from a $10 problem and the noise from a $1,000 problem can be identical. And when you are, you know, just kind of gathering home remedies, and, you know, I'm not saying that it's, sometimes people can't have, like, really cool experiences. It's like, oh, man, you know, I had something like that, and this is what helped me. Or even better, just say, you know what, I'm going through these things, and I'm kind of nervous about it. Can, you know, you guys send up some good thoughts or some good prayers for me? That is a wonderful thing. That is a great way to support. And when something is going wrong and in your gut, you know when something is, okay, this is concerning me. You got to go see somebody. And, you know, it's like, well, and I don't have insurance, and, you know, it's all these reasons. I understand. I totally get it. And there's that line that can be crossed when it starts being, why didn't they come in sooner? Why didn't they seek intervention sooner? And I know that there's lots of, you know, Western versus Eastern medicine and very strong feelings on both sides. I am a chiropractor. I am tremendously holistic. And I honor and respect both sides, East and West, because if, quite honestly, if my appendix is about to rupture, I'm not going to see a chiropractor. I want someone with a knife and medication and to take care of it. I've had several surgeries in my lifetime, and each and every one that I've had was something important, and it actually enhanced my life afterwards. Both of my sons I had by cesarean section due to the fact that there was something abnormal about the formation of my uterus that did not allow the babies to move down. So therefore, with my first son, you know, I went into labor and nothing happened, and we almost both left this world. And I thank God for the technology and the trained hands that saved not only my son's life, but mine. So by understanding that and going, okay, I will not place my second son at risk. And, you know, there's a lot of opinions, and I heard a lot of opinions from different sides, and I made the choice. No, I'm going to pre-schedule something because I never, ever, ever want to have somebody look me in the face and say, we almost lost your child. So, you know, and for those of you who are totally anti-cesarean sections, if my statement upsets you, I'm sorry. And, you know that I totally honor your point of view. And for whatever situation that's inappropriate, no, it should not be done, you know, as just a random thing. And I'm glad it's available for the emergencies, for the situations where, you know, it could have ended very differently. There's a place for everything. There's a place for every modality. There's a place for every medication when used correctly. It's just it gets strange when it becomes inappropriate, when it becomes, okay, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to throw an antibiotic at it when we're not sure if it's bacterial. I don't think that's unreasonable. So by being able to come into a situation, ask questions. If you don't know the questions, then the internet is amazing. You can type in your condition and it will tell you all the things, WebMD, and there's a lot of websites that will give wonderful information, and some of them will even suggest questions that you ask your doctor when you get to them. All of this is a part of keeping our vessel as highly functioning as possible, knowing that it's going to take a little bit of battering, and, you know, it's not always going to be treated right. And there will be those times when it's like, okay, body, I know you're telling me that I need to rest, but I really cannot rest now. And you need to be able to get that rest at some point. All you're doing is borrowing against time. And one of the most important things is that by cherishing your physical self, by putting what you need first, by putting your own good ahead of all these other stories, including our little personal ego stories about how much we're needed, about how much we're going to, you know, soldier on no matter what and suck it up and pull us up by our own bootstraps and, you know, and all those sayings that imply, well, you know, you just need to suck it up and suffer. Our bodies are only going to let us do that for so long. And especially since when everything's working, we really don't pay much attention to it. Taking the opportunity to really get in touch with your physical self, to understand what it's feeling, to understand what it's trying to open up for you. Because the mental aspect and the spiritual aspect, you know, they're attached to it. They need the body to be functioning correctly in order for them to be able to guide you and to expand in the way that you would like to expand as a thinking spiritual being. It's not weakness that is in the flesh. It is wisdom. It is, you know, old wounds. Our physical self is the culmination of our lives. Everything that we've ever had happen to us, even the most minor little fall, there's a memory of it. There's old scars. I mean, we all have scars that we're not even sure where they came from. Yeah, maybe some of them you remember, and some of them it's like, well, I don't know, you know, I was a kid, or maybe I fell off something. But it's in our bodies that the story of our lives is told. And how we treat it is going to determine the quality of life that we have. I'm really not that concerned with tremendously long lives because in my mind, this was only meant to be temporary anyway. I mean, I'm tremendously grateful for every single day I get. And I understand that this is a temporary assignment. This body, this physical form is a temporary assignment. So that means I should be able to enjoy it to the best of my ability while I have it. Because we're not guaranteed anything. We never know. And I've known folks who have eaten terribly and lived to be 100, and I've known people who ate well and took care of themselves and passed very young. So it really is, while how we take care of ourselves can definitely be an influence, and for those who, you know, it's like, well, you know, I know somebody who ate and drank and smoked and they lived to be 100. Well, yeah, but that's not the rule. That's not the exception. Oh, no, it is the exception, not the rule. The better we take care of ourselves. And sometimes we do need to get help with that. So if you're struggling with that, if, you know, just to say that you want to be healthier, you want to feel healthier, you want to feel the effects of the world around you less on you. Maybe you want to be ill less. The ability to tune in to where your body is at any given time, listen to what it's telling you, and then say, okay, you know, these are the choices I need to make. These are the changes I need to make. Pretty much, if we're driving around in our car, and all of a sudden, you know, there's like a little weird sort of sound and a little weird shimmy coming from one of the tires, we can usually bet that there is something wrong with that tire, and that the most sensible thing to do is to pull over and check out what's happening. And yet in our own bodies, it's like, no, we don't even need to, you know, we don't need to listen to that. I think I'll just turn up the radio and just keep driving and wait for the explosion. Good sense would say, no, that's not a good idea. Pull over when you can still have some control over the situation. Because even in our bodies, it is very easy for us to not be able to control the situation once it goes past a certain point. So appreciating our body for the amazing thing that it is. However you feel about the physical form and the appearance of the physical form, know that there is an entire microcosm of little teeny tiny beings that are making sure that you can move and not have to think about it. Or if there's difficulty, if there's pain, that there's constantly parts of your body that are trying to give you the support that you need in order to make it through. So appreciate your body, because it's our chrysalis. It's the chrysalis that's growing our spirit and our minds. And it is there to remind us that we are a part of this world. And just as, you know, we've got Earth Day coming up. And just as we need to take care of the world that we walk upon, we need to take care of the world we exist in. And, you know, go online, find a nutritionist, find somebody who can assist you with that. And it could make your world a pretty cool place. Telling you something, listen, because it's a lot easier to deal with a whisper than a shout. So thank you for joining me again, and I will be opening up the chat room after the show, and I'm not sure where producer Kina went, but I hope she's okay wherever she is. And until then, we will see you next week. I'll be back next Thursday at the same time. And in the meantime, I wish you balance, I wish you blessings, and I wish you bodies that you work harmoniously with. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.